communications and its own special continuity of government functions that not even the fellow Stanfield employees understood. Even though they all had special security clearances, the Chatham programs were, as the military said, need to know. None of the technicians even told their families what they really did. "You just didn't talk about it," McIntyre recalls. "What do?" "I work on telephone circuits." It wasn't an answer that encouraged follow-up questions. As McIntyre's shift began on the morning of August 9, the Stanfield klaxon sounded, signifying that an Air Force One flight was being readied at Andrews Air Force Base in Washington. McIntyre often served as the facility's air-to-ground communications technician, and so he closeted himself in the radio room to listen as the plane took off. His first step was to open the office safe and look up his station's daily call sign. Each month, a courier delivered to Stanfield a sealed envelope with different call signs for each day of the month to make it impossible for any radio eavesdroppers to determine Air Force One's flight path. He looked over the plane's route, saw it was heading west, and knew that that day, he'd play only a minor role. With a westward flight path, he'd quickly hand over communications to the facility in Williamstown, Kentucky. As Air Force Colonel Ralph Albertazzi and his co-pilot readied for takeoff, and as Air Force One passed through 10,000 feet, McIntyre